when I was a little boy. At the age of 5, I had something in my pocket. Keeps a lot of folks alive.
Welcome back, Mindfulated Podcast, number 5. This one's going to be a little different. I've got about 3 or 4 different podcast clips that I recorded at the Braves game I went to Saturday, where I was completely intoxicated the entire time. And basically, I recorded like 4 or 5 different things, but some of them were too long, some of them I didn't get very good audio on. So what I'm going to do is play the 4 or 5 that actually sounded pretty decent. And as the clips go, you can tell how drunk my voice gets from each one from the next. It was a pretty long day. We started drinking at about 12 o'clock, and then we drank till about 4:30. We walked to the Braves game, and it was like the 5th inning when we finally got to our seats. So in the meantime, I just recorded some podcast things, interviewed some bums, interviewed some frat dudes that were partying next to us, and interviewed my buddies Moose and Dustin and a couple other people. I don't even remember all of them. I haven't listened to all of them, so this is going to be the first time I've played them. All right, I'm going to go ahead and start with the first one. It looks like it's the little, like, 4-minute, 5-minute clip. And this is me interviewing Moose before we went to the game. And he was just trying to get us completely sloshed before the game. So here goes that audio.
Where are you from?
No, he said he's from Fulton Bean County.
Oh.
Where are you from, man?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm from all around state.
All right, that audio got interrupted by a text message, but that was a different audio clip than what I thought. This is the bum I interviewed while we were standing there drinking. Let me go ahead and get that going again.
Michigan, all around county.
What about Atlanta?
I love that county.
Oh, Atlanta. Atlanta don't mean nothing. I throw this in the water. Atlanta ain't hitting on nothing. Dirty South is zero.
So you got too dirty, huh?
Straight zero. Dirty South, straight zero. You know why? I'm going to ask y'all a trivia question. There are 2 things in life that are mandatory that now human beings can't go over, under, or around. What are they?
Atlanta.
Taxes
and death. That's what
almost right, but the freaking wrong.
That's what I usually am.
Almost right, but the freaking wrong.
That's
what next,
I usually am.
Next, anybody else want to try? Yeah, I got $20.
Did he get one out of the 2 right?
No.
No?
I'll tell you what, I got $20 to anybody. $10.
I guarantee it's one answer for all 3 questions.
And once I tell you, you're going to say, yeah, he definitely right. Once I tell you. I got $20 to anybody. $10.
Say the question again.
There's 2 things in life that is mandatory. You can't go under it, over it, or around it. What are they?
Sex.
And beer.
Give me your $10.
I heard this before.
I ain't got no cash.
Shit, me, look in your back pocket.
I ain't got no back pockets.
Okay, I'll tell you, I'll just bet y'all a beer. How about that?
I ain't betting nothing except sports. Is sports the answer?
Well, hey, man, you went to college for 4 years.
No, I didn't go to college.
You got your MD degree and what that is. Going to school, eating, and going home.
Nah, that ain't me. I got my good enough diploma. I got my GED.
You got a MD degree, master's degree. Going
I wish.
Going to the front door, coming out the back door.
I wish. I wouldn't be parking right here if I had that.
Hey, man, you Brian Nichols, little boy. I remember you.
That ain't me. Brian Nichols.
Brian Nichols.
Man, nobody knows.
You know I remember you because of them glasses.
No, that ain't me.
You had them on that court. So your eye was red. You didn't want to see.
Yeah, I was a little stoned that day.
They say, hey, man, the judge said, hey, take them glasses. I'll show you about the blind.
That's what I'm on that
court. And you said, no, I can't do that, dude.
Yep.
And the judge said, protect the court.
Hey, does that got any answer to your question?
Hell no, man.
What you talking about, Billy Ball?
Never Billy Ball. Go back to your mouth and hear, Billy.
You got some deer sausage?
Damn, I got filled up.
Hey, I'm
Hey, they call me the king around this.
Okay,
the
king? Stay out of mind, though, whoever you are.
Oh, we got war. Turf war going on right here.
I can't care less, whoever you are. Now, out of mind, it's an A and B. See your way over there. Now, back to my trip, as I was saying, before I was so rude to interrupt. Yeah, because I'm telling you. Going back to Hot Dog, Georgia, boy, you ain't the police. What?
Man, he looks like he knows what he's doing, though.
What you gonna do, go get the police?
He's got two deer sausages and a Dr. Pepper.
I don't see your mouth right in front of us. With your stick in the boot there, nigga, I bust in the mouth now.
The bum just chased the other bum off. I'm doing a play-by-play. Play-by-play right now. Don't forget your magazines, your coupons. Oh, he's gone. He's gone. Man, he probably gonna steal the cornholes.
I'm gonna see when I bust him in the mouth, he gonna think a plane will hit his ass. He gonna be drinking a beer. I'm gonna say, yeah, nigga, you remember that? All this shit gonna fall out. Blue, blue, pick him up, nigga.
Oh, he's getting you now. He's telling on you.
I'm gonna give a fuck. I'm gonna give a fuck. Hey, did I did anything?
This is some great audio right here.
All right. I like that.
He said, come get this goddamn Dr. Pepper. This ain't even open yet.
Yeah. You ain't got mad, can't get you no white on the farm and farm and ass, nigga. I ain't gonna never give you no white. You ain't gonna farm and farm.
Oh, my hooters.
I ain't got to go with you. You can't come to go with you. Man, I don't care what you say.
Hey man, here's your magazines. I appreciate the story. Go on, Felicia.
All right, that was some great audio. I don't know if you could hear it all because these two bums almost got in a fight right there while we were interviewing each other. And yeah, they pretty much got the cops involved over there because the one dude said he's going to knock his ass out. But that was all I could get out of him. So moving on to the next clip, the next one I have, I believe, is the one that I was talking about first. This is me and Moose talking about taking shots, drinking beers, fucking funneling beers too before we go to the game. We had already had who knows how many beers before this. So from that last clip to this clip, my voice may be a little bit more slurred, maybe a little bit more not conscious. All right, here we go.
All right, Moose, we're about to go to the Braves game, but we can't go in quite yet because why?
You have to take shots, you got to take a funnel, and you get a shotgun first.
Okay.
Three things.
You throw my drink away?
What's
hey, guys. Would you miss us? Let's make
no,
out.
It's right there.
Moose is saying before we go into the game, shotgun a beer, take a shot.
Yep.
Okay, Jessica knows what I'm talking about.
Yep. So, I'm ready. I'm trying to get fucked up.
For the Braves game?
Is there any other game?
No, not really.
No, exactly. No.
But that's a lot of drinking just getting into the Braves game.
What are you saying? Are you passing judgment?
No.
Are you Jesus?
No.
Do you have long hair with Jerusalem Cruisers?
I wish I was from Jerusalem.
Right now?
I wish I was from Jerusalem.
Do you though? Because then you'd be Arab. Yes. And then America would hate you.
I know. But Moose is like, okay, the game starts at 4. We got a shotgun.
Afghanistan, this guy.
This is my boy right here.
You want more beer, don't you?
Stop it. No, man.
You want
a funnel? I'll do it with you.
What time did y'all start funneling, man?
Are you making excuses why you don't want a funnel?
Kayla's funnel.
Are you bitching, y'all?
This is the best thing about America. You get a goddamn Toyota Tacoma, fucking V6, and then have fucking 60 people in the back of your truck.
You see the red Dodge?
Okay.
That's mine.
That's you. Okay.
The Toyota Tacoma, that's my brother.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, that was your brother. The dude that was Alan?
Alan.
That's my boy.
That's your brother?
We deployed together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it'll be called.
You got my nipple.
Yeah. It's called hello.
I'm not, I have no problem with what you just did.
Right. It's meant, I know where it's at. And hello. How you doing?
You should have said hello first.
But at the same time,
hey, what's your name, man? I didn't get your name before.
You did.
My cousin, he lives in Fort Leonard, Missouri.
Missouri?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because my cousin, he's Air Force, but he's at Miramar in San Diego.
Never heard of it.
Fort Pendleton.
Miramar is Marine, right?
Yeah, he's a Marine.
But that doesn't mean he's a Marine, though.
John Bennett is about to do a backhand spring. Dustin's trying to blow the fucking... He's trying to blow the goddamn the thing to say what's going on. All right. That's a good one. Hey, I'm going to do a good one right before I do the backhand spring. You ready? Hold this shit for me. Backhand spring, you ready?
Yep.
Hold that shit for me. Let's see what happens.
John's about to fuck his ankle up.
If I do a backhand spring and land it, let's see what all chicks come over here and say what's up.
John's about to fuck his ankle up.
Hold an experiment to see what goes on whenever you do a backhand spring. Okay.
This music is blasting.
Here we go. Here we go. John's about to fuck his ankle up.
Yep, I'm not. Right.
Here comes that guy.
Watch this guy. You ready?
Yep. Oh! He sucked balls at it, by the way. He will suck balls at it.
Hey, take a picture of me with that.
Yeah?
Oh, shit.
All right, well, this one was just interrupted again by a text message. But let's see what else we got on here. The next clip is us walking around the place, trying to get some drinks at the game. And that last clip, I did not remember any of that. That was the first time I've heard that, because I'm pretty sure I was pretty much blacked out by that point. So, all right, this is the next one. Me and Dustin are at the game, I believe, trying to walk through the parking lot. All right, hang on. This isn't playing right. Let me try and get out of this and see what's going on. Try it again.
Turned out so drunk.
There we go.
And fucking walk.
What's up?
Me and Dustin trying to walk from the Braves game back up to the fucking lot where we were parked at. I just got yelled at when we were leaving. The bitch told me to fucking... My instrument was no longer allowed. Let me go ahead and give you a sound check. What? Okay. Well, this is a sound check of what I'm not allowed to bring to the Braves game no more. Guess what? I'm not allowed to bring to the Braves game no more. Bitch told me not to bring that. But of course, everybody else is allowed to bring anything they want. Dustin just ran into like fucking three vehicles. Hey, dog. Hey, we gotta walk up this fucking shit. We gotta walk to the next level. Alright. It's fucking, it's almost 7 o'clock. The Braves game is 4-0. Alright, it's 4-4. We're too fucked up to make it back to the car because we've been drinking since goddamn 11 o'clock. We're fucking hungover as shit, tired as hell, exhausted. And me and Dustin are making our way back to the car. Fucking Moose and his girl Jessica called us and told us to hurry up, but we're trying to make our way back. hey, this screams to the crowd, says, like, we might have got another run. Okay. Okay. Dustin, go turn the puke on those cars.
I'm just moving the mirrors.
Hey, go turn and move those mirrors. Hey. Okay, at least it's the fucking Malibu Super Sport. Let's go to these fucking stairs right over here. Dustin, come here. Make, decisions of which way things can happen in this world. But he's the man that can do that. And let me see if Dustin's coming over this way. I'm passing. Hey, how ironic. I'm passing a fucking Prius and a VW Bug. And Dustin is nowhere to be seen because he thinks he's going the right way. And I will get him on tape at the end of this, asking him where the fuck he thinks he's going, because he thinks he knows the fucking trajectory of the earth, which he doesn't. And I'm fucking walking through the Braves parking lot. I'm almost 200 feet away from the steps, but I'll start walking up it back to the car. I'm a little drunk, a little...
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that was me rambling. Good Lord, for a good bit. I have one more clip to play, and this is right before we left the game, right before we got kicked out. We ran into the couple guys we were tailgating with. So here's that audio.
That's the set. Remember that time we were trying to play this game? We was fucked up. Okay, we was fucked up as shit. They yelled at me for blowing my horn. A lot of shit, and everybody got mad because I was blowing it at the Braves game.
His head I spit on.
We spit on the nigga's head. Dustin, we spit on.
Okay.
Dustin's over here spit on some nigga's head.
Hey!
He's wearing my Put Me On TV t-shirt.
Okay, let me comment about that because I just remembered that now. Dustin was, we were hanging off the edge of the Turner Field ledge, and we were on the upper deck. There's people walking down below. And this dude was spitting off the ledge. I'm pretty sure he spit on a couple people, but I don't remember. But that's what I was yelling at him about, to quit spitting. All right, back to the clips.
TV. But it's not really working. So, Dustin, what's up with all these hoes? What's up with all these hoes?
Man, these hoes walking around here with some fat asses, some goddamn fat ass titties. I'm just looking about sticking, dog. That's all I'm trying
that's
to do.
That's all I'm saying, man. This way. She is currently engaged to the beer man, trying to get a fucking 25-cent beer.
She's trying to get some black dick while she's at
it. Yeah, she's talking to a black dude. So, next chicks. Let's look at the next chicks. That's what we got coming up next on the prices. Fucking cunt. The price is cunt. She looks too sober. She still says she's trying to find some dick, so... his fucking horn until somebody comes over here and yells at me to shut the fuck up. Let's go ahead and blow it. Here we go. There we go. We got Alan. Okay, we got two people yelling at us. Yeah. Nobody else has told me to shut the fuck up. Let's go ahead and turn this way. And jersey on the shirt tucked in. God damn, what a fucking dork. Oh man, that's fucking little Jeff in like 10 years ago right there.
Hey, we need to get moved so we can get out of here.
Hey, we can go ahead and start walking that way, but there's no guarantee we'll get moved this way. I thought that was the plan anyways. Okay, anyways, like I said, it's 6:30. What's the style over here we got going on with the chicks? Wearing the fucking shorts with the fucking pockets hanging down lower than the shorts. It looks like your fucking grandma. I said the chicks wearing it. It looks like your fucking grandma wearing that shit. Yeah. How's that look terrible?
The booty shorts.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of that shit going on tonight.
Booty shorts in the booty.
Yep. There's a lot of fucking whores dressed up like that tonight. Hey, is that little Jeff right there? Look at those J's. Those little Jumpmans in that rip-off jersey. He just looked over here when I said rip-off jersey. I think he knew what I was talking about with a Hayward jersey on. Man. There's a lot of white people up here tonight. Dustin, go ahead and tell us about the white people scenario. How many fucking whites and blacks do you think there are right here right now?
All right. There's another great piece of Dynamite audio that I got. That'll be the last one I'll play today. if you like the podcast, like I said before, you can check me on Twitter at jbennett19. That's all lowercase, one word. Next week, I'm going to upload it again. Usually I upload it on Sunday. I uploaded it on Monday this week, so I was way too hungover yesterday from all the partying. So next week, I'll have it up Sunday night probably. We're going to have a 4th of July party at my house this week, so I should be recording a lot of stuff that's going on that day, but we'll see what goes on. And like I said before, I'll make that, put it up. And I guess that's all I got to say for this week. All right, hope you guys have a good day. Have a good weekend. Celebrate the 4th. And we'll holla back.
These are the ones that shine upon thine meridian with the 4th level of Gondor. I enter the metaphysical visionary third chapter dimensions, castle of Gorgi. I see darkness, intertwine my mind upon thy 9 caliber, Russian roulette stamina, Tylenol flip the fast track of the anomaly. Stop. That's preposterous. My words are better.